Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Voyage.
Easy with a knife. Everything's all right. It's just me. I'm putting my gun away. See? I just want to talk. But I can't do that while you're holding a knife to your wrist. It looks pretty sharp, too. And I can see you cut yourself already. I need you to put it down so you don't do it again, okay? Can you do that for me?
Need help.
It's gonna be okay. I promise. Let's wrap your arm to stop bleeding. How did you know where I was staying?
The other policeman told me. I kept asking until he did.
Do you have anywhere else to go?
Nowhere that feels safe.
And does anyone know you came here? Any family?
No.
Are you hungry?
A little.
Good. Because I'm starving. I'm tapped out at Buzzkill. My appetite's never been stronger. Please, God. Don't make me hurt her.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Sorry, I'm just used to being alone.
You said you had a dog.
I had to put it down. Amy? Why do you say the killer was climbing the walls? What did you see?
I saw their eyes in the shadows, staring down at me. Like there was more than one watching. Their feet never touched the ground. There was so much blood running down the walls. I can't get it out of my head. I can't sleep because I keep seeing it.
It's all right. It's okay.
Please, don't leave me.
You can stay as long as you have to. You're safe here. Safe as long as I contain myself. But I'd rather take my chances with me than the hyena. Have to go to the precinct right now, okay? Here's some money for pizza when you get hungry. Don't open the door to anyone. Just tell them to leave it outside. Deal?
Deal. Jen?
Yeah?
Are you going to find who killed my mom?
My life kind of depends on it.
Hear me out, detective. I called Alex 6 times. No answer. My therapist usually picks up after 2 max. Isn't that weird to you?
Something's weird here, that's for sure.
What I want to know is, why are you questioning my therapist? Huh? Are you targeting me? Are you trying to frame me like Making a Murderer style?
Damn, you're on to us, Boris.
Les, we need to talk. Boris, good seeing you again.
Yeah, you too. Sorry about the photo. It's for my records. You haven't been following me, have you?
Come on, Serpa. I need a smoke before I quit and join the hyena.
I'll wait here.
Please, don't.
It's a long story, but I followed Alex Lowe last night.
You ran surveillance on him on your own, with no probable cause.
Fuck probable cause. Something happened last night at a home owned by Corso. Something bad. It's a place worth looking into.
Unfortunately, we got no...
There was an anonymous report of gunshots at the same residence, last night.
How do you know that?
Because I reported it.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that. As for your little tip, that's a quick way for us to testify to a committee about how we screwed up so badly.
This is bigger than the committee, Les. The hyena murders are nothing to what's next. All I ask is for you to back me up on this. See if there's anything there.
Ugh. You're starting to sound loopier than Boris, you know that?
Remember what they said about me catching killers?
Yeah, well, I'm starting to have second thoughts.
Did you believe them? Something's there. Believe me.
We do a routine wellness check. That's it. But if we go there and there's nothing, and I mean, holy shit, is that a curtain made out of human skin? Then you're gonna be the new suspect number one.
Our investors are having cold feet.
I don't know how something like this could happen.
It was an oversight.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Dr. Parrish. After all, you are only human.
Trust me, this is never...
In case you hit your head and forgot, I have waited a long time to spawn a legion strong enough so I may crawl out of this human ash heap you call a society. Do you know what I've seen? You've heard Alexander the Great wept when he had no more realms to conquer? I was there. He didn't weep, he laughed at what a fool he was. He knew it would all come crashing down. I saw that too. Historians speculate he might have been poisoned. I promise you, he was. I did it. A simple drip in a glass of wine. Not that of any great antagonism towards him. But because I had watched the rise of an empire that wasn't mine. You promised 100,000 subjects using your technique was all I needed. But already I see inconsistency. I swallowed my pride by subjecting myself to your kind, so I'm sure you can understand I'm all out of trust. Perhaps I eat your heart in front of you, Doctor. The old-fashioned way. We'll call it an oversight. And I'll go find another geneticist.
Please.
There's a mass shipment of fresh subjects arriving in 3 days. No more trial and errors.
What do we do about Alex?
I wouldn't worry. I'm sure he'll turn up somewhere.
The investors. What are you gonna do about them?
I was just about to see them out. I guess I'll have some damage control to do.
promise me, Serpa. Just try not to be weird this time. It's distracting.
Fair enough. Try not to be stupid. I'm Agent Serpa. This is Detective Noonan.
Dr. Danielle Parrish. You're saying gunshots were reported last night?
At this house, yeah. Allegedly.
Are you sure? Who reported it?
That's not something we give out. Mind telling us if anything happened last night?
Nothing unusual. We had some people over for dinner.
Special occasion?
A potential investment. I work in healthcare, genetics.
What kind of investment?
I'm afraid that's not something we can give out, unfortunately, but I'm sure you can appreciate that. Jim Corso.
As in Corso Holdings in Realty.
You've done your homework, officer. Curious to know what else you dug up on me. Would either of you like a drink?
We're fine.
And may I ask why the police have come knocking on my door?
Someone calls 911, we show up. It's routine.
Except I see a detective and an FBI agent. Is that also routine? By the way, you seem very familiar to me, Agent. Have we met before somewhere?
I don't have the sharpest memory.
I'm sure it would come to us. I doubt I could ever forget a face like yours, much less the scent. Perfect timing. Allow me to introduce my legal team. If you're not detaining either of us for a crime, and as you can see with your own eyes, no one here is under distress, any further questions, I would defer you to them. If not, the exit is down this hallway to your right. You never know. Maybe we'll bump into each other some other time.
Not for nothing, that Corso seems like a straight-up weirdo. Like he was trying to get in my head.
We have to dig deeper, Les.
Into what? Despite the Eyes Wide Shut vibes, we don't have anything on him but what you think were gunshots. Not to mention the citadel of lawyers that I don't feel like contending with. Face it, old money knows how to protect itself, and it sure as hell knows how to bury you if you try.
Not in the way you think.
See, you keep talking in these cryptic circles. It's starting to wear on me. We're cops, okay? We uphold and are held to laws. We are not fucking cowboys at the OK Corral. We can't afford to waste time and tax dollars on bad vibes while the killer's out there looking for notch number 7.
You don't understand. That's going to be the least of our problems if we back off.
Sometimes it feels like we're working completely different cases. I didn't want to pull this card, but maybe you being so close to this killer is why you can't tell up from down anymore. It's got you all screwed up. Look, I want to stop this psycho just as badly as you do. Even if you don't believe that. But what good is solving a case if it ends up killing you in the end? The hyena still gets what it wants. Not to talk out of turn and act like a nervous parent, but you seem strung out since I met you. I won't ask what's going on until it starts affecting our job, but whatever it is, just know that chipping away at yourself won't get your life back. If I were you, I'd focus on protecting what's left of it. That's it. Lecture over. You gonna report me to HR?
What if I told you I found Corso's blood in Alex's office, and I was the one who broke in?
I'd drop you off to get your head re-examined. You need it.
The FBI agent. She's the one who took Alex.
She isn't an FBI agent. She's different. I'm curious how she picked up our trail. I'm actually rather impressed.
While you're impressed, I'm scared shitless. They're clearly on to us. And what do you mean? She's different, how?
I don't know. But I am eager to find out. You're well-versed in nature, Dr. Parrish. A predator can always sense other predators. Now that she knows my habitat, I want to know hers. What is that?
Alex's phone. What are you...
Alex, it's Boris. I'm either having another episode or this is my big awakening. I think I'm closing in on the hyena and who's behind all these murders and medical experiments.
Sorry, Dr. Lowe is busy with a patient at the moment. I'm his new assistant.
New assistant?
It appears he has some time in his schedule later tonight. How's 10 p.m. sound?
10? The office closes at 6.
Let's not let that stop us. You need help? There's a side door in the office alley. I'll be sure to let you in.
Okay, please tell Dr. Lowe it's important.
Most definitely. Thank you.
Mind explaining what the hell that was about?
A fresh piece of evidence for the police to find. Divert the trail to another doorstep for good.
I don't follow.
Let's just say you'll read about it in the news.
Give me a second to process this before I absolutely lose my shit. You broke in and entered Alex's office to what? Chop up his carpet?
There was blood in it. I had it checked out.
By who?
Confidential informant.
Confidential informant. Motherfucker.
It matched in the index with Geomar Corso. Some old murder trial involving a speculator years ago. Cross-referenced. It checked out.
Tell me why I shouldn't report your crazy ass right now. I already got to deal with the fact that Alex is nowhere to be found the last couple days, and you're the last person in his office. Now you're dropping the shit bomb on me. What am I supposed to think?
Alex was in Corso's house, and now he's gone. What does that say?
We get a green light to inspect Alex's office and find another sample of Corso's blood. Then Corso has nowhere to hide, lawyers or no lawyers. Jesus Christ.
If Corso isn't the hyena killer, I have a feeling he's facilitating them, Parrish included.
And tell me, in that seriously messed up brain of yours, what would be the play after that?
Pull surveillance on Corso. Who he's with, where he goes, everything. And you pretend like we never had this conversation.
Come on, Alex. On.
Hello, Boris.
Shit! You scared the hell out of me. Aren't you gonna open up?
I'll open it up as soon as the streetcar passes.
Streetcar?
Ah!
Don't do it, Alex. Don't do it. I can't do this anymore. I can't stay here. I'm going out of my fucking mind. Get me out of here!
It's 0 degrees out, buddy. Get some shoes on your feet before you lose them.
I don't know what's happening to me, but the world feels alive like never before. Like it took a strong hit of PCP and everything's hypnotic.
Don't just stare at me. You hungry or not?
I feel like I have enough energy to burst out of my own skin. Holy shit. I fucking love this feeling. And I already know I don't want it to stop. Ever. Like anything in nature, proper fuel is needed to run at a high level. But my taste has changed. And the only place that's still open is Tent City.
Cold night. Mind if I join you?
What is it, Les?
If you're driving, you should pull over.
Talk.
We just got a call from the motel you're staying at. Was Amy staying with you? And please don't lie.
What happened to her?
She's gone. She called while she was being attacked, but it was too late. When the cops showed up to your room, she was missing. All they found was a message on your wall.
What was it?
Serpa, it's better if you...
Tell me.
The hyena was here. The little girl will do for now. It was scribbled in blood.
Shit. Alex.
We also got word of a seventh victim.
I know.
Primal is a production of Voyage Media. The series is produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, Dan Benamor, and Garrick Dion. Executive produced by Clifford Quirrell. Written by Milan Tomasevic. Based on the TV pilot, Navari Rising, by Clifford Quirrell. Directed by Garrick Dion. Starring Bruce Greenwood as Corso. Veronica Warner as Serpa. And Jonathan Regeer as Alex. Additional cast credits available in the show notes. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Joel Lipman. Original music by Derlis Gonzalez. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.